Rolling on it. All right, amen. Well, this morning, we're going to be looking at an opportunity to show compassion, and our church did that this week. And we're going to see in our scriptures this morning, quite a few scripture verses this morning, pertaining to opportunity to show compassion, as we see that Jesus always did. And it's a great example for us to follow. Jesus always did, and always obedient to the Father in everything that he did. And it teaches us how to be good stewardships of our gifts that he has given us to serve as well. So if you'll follow along with me, I will begin with verse 30 of Mark chapter 6, where it says, "The apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, 'Come away by yourselves to a secluded place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat.'" They were busy. "And they went away in the boat to a secluded place by themselves. The people saw them going, and many recognized them and ran there together on foot from all the cities and got there ahead of Jesus and the disciples. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion," and that's that word compassion I pulled from here, opportunity to show compassion, "for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it was already quite late, his disciples came to him and said, 'This place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send those people away. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and the villages and buy themselves something to eat.'" Jesus had a different answer to that. "But Jesus answered them, 'You give them something to eat.' And they said to him, 'Shall we go and spend 2 denarii on bread and give them something to eat?' And Jesus said to them, 'How many loaves do you have? Go look.' And when they found out, they said, 'We have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he commanded all of them to sit down by groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And he divided up the 2 fish among them all." They all ate and were satisfied. They were satisfied. They were full. "And they picked up 12 full baskets of broken pieces and also of fish. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves, and there was women and children there as well." Now, as believers, we're believers, right? For great freedom in Christ. We have the freedom to show compassion. We have the freedom to serve. And we highly treasured, we are highly treasured in the eyes of God. And it's very apparent by this scripture this morning. As Jesus pointed out, you know, have the people to sit. We have 5 loaves, 2 fish. We're going to serve them. And seeing how blessed we are, we should never view ourselves standing or being allotly, and we should never take God's grace for granted. And we cannot fall into a trap, you know, of serving ourselves and serving sin. And I was looking at our passage of scriptures this week in Galatians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul talks about this very thing, where he says about serving self and serving sin. And he says, through love, serve one another. Through love, serve one another. Galatians 5:13. So in this passage this morning, we will see how the disciples, they were tired. They were worn out from doing ministry, teaching and serving and so forth. However, Jesus challenged them, as he challenges us, to put aside their own needs and love and serve others. And as a result of what the disciples do, they were refreshed in an unexpected manner. And we're going to see that. So first of all, let's look. Jesus and his disciples, they needed rest. They were always going about doing good for others and helping others. And I didn't read verse 29, but looking back on this verse, we see the disciples had approached King Herod, requesting the body of John the Baptist in order to give him a proper burial. When they had informed Jesus about their heart-wrenched experience, if you read back in verses prior to what I read here this morning, they experienced sorrow for their unexpected friend and co-worker and what they had done. In verse 30, he directed them to come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest for a while. That's in verse 31, I just read. So when we look at this right here, the disciples were emotionally exhausted from having to bury their friend John the Baptist. And they were mentally exhausted from the intense teaching they had been doing in verse 30. So you can see they was concerned, they was exhausted by doing ministry and losing their friend John the Baptist. And prior to that, John had sent message by the disciples to Jesus and say, "Are you the Messiah? Are you the Messiah that I've been preaching about and sharing about for the remissions of sin?" John was looking for affirmation, confirmation. He believed, he preached Jesus Christ. He was a forerunner. And Jesus said, "You go back and tell John, I am the true Messiah. I came to heal the sick, to win people to salvation. All of the things that you preached before I came is true." And that was good enough for John. And now John was beheaded and killed by King Herod at the request of his daughter. And the disciples were very remorse and heartbroken. Now, Jesus realized it was time for them and his disciples to catch up on a much needed rest. For he knew that a downtime is necessary for their ministry, to relax and to just spend some quality time together and talk about their experiences and have time to talk to the Heavenly Father. When we think about rest, well, you know, this is fall break, right? Probably won't be much resting going on, but you'll probably be involved in other things, doing other things. But rest is very important because spending time with God is what energizes us to do more service, to serve more for His kingdom. And Jesus always re-entered society after resting, after praying to Heavenly Father. Because involvement in the community and focus on the vital task of ministry that He did day by day. So Jesus spent time with people. And when you read the scripture, the gospel, He spent especially time, and He gave His time to win the lost over to Him. So it's important to rest, but it's also crucial to be involved in ministry. We should never forget that. So the key, I believe the key to successful ministry is finding a healthy balance and use one's time wisely. Paul talks about that, you know, because our days are numbered. And the Lord will be coming back one of these days. So what we need to be doing is what we're going to do today for Jesus' kingdom, for God's kingdom. So remember that opportunities for doing good are not interruptions in God's plan for us. We always have time to do what God wants us to do. So next, in verses 32 through 34, Jesus put aside His own needs. Even though knowing that He needed rest, He felt tired. He was tired, just like the disciples. But He put other needs in front of Himself. Both Jesus and His disciples retreated, it says here, for rest as they climbed into the boat. Oftentimes they got in the boat and went to the other side of the river or the shore, and they headed for the other side of the sea. And Mark then says, but the multitude saw them departing. There goes Jesus. It's heading off at the pass, you know. We're not through listening to Jesus. We're not through being with Jesus. And they saw Him departing, and many knew Him because they had been with Jesus before, and came together to Him. And they, from all the cities, they arrived before Jesus and came together to meet Jesus again. That's in verse 33. So their time a rest came short, didn't it? Came very quickly. It was short. Jesus and His disciples could have easily concluded, and I was thinking about this, our health and our well-being are more important at this moment than teaching all these people. They could have concluded that. They could have said that. But instead, Jesus was moved with compassion and began to teach them, no doubt instructing His disciples to assist them where it was needed. Now, looking ahead to verse 35-44, we can see that Jesus and His disciples even took time to feed all the people. There was 5,000 men plus women. Now, it takes me back to Apostle Paul. When Apostle Paul and Silas were bound in prison, they could have chosen to focus only on their own needs, however, realizing that the other prisoners were listening to them. because they was praising God, singing and witnessing to the innkeeper, to all of the others. And they was praying that God in some way would release them, deliver them from prison. And of course he did. And they, all their shackles and their chains and everything fell off, and they could just easily got up and left. But they stayed and witnessed to the jailer, the innkeeper there, because of him allowing those prisoners to get away, he could have took his own life. But they stayed there and witnessed to the jailer and those others. So, and that's in Acts chapter 16. So, if need arise, we should be willing to put aside our own needs and our own plans, just like Jesus' disciples and Paul and Silas, if we're going to teach people with the message of the salvation of Christ. Paul never gave up an opportunity to do this. This is showing compassion. It's an opportunity for every one of us to do that as well, every day of our life. And we encounter people with those types of needs. Now, thirdly, Jesus revealed a refreshing thing in service here, and we see in the last few verses. When the day was now spent, meaning that finding a moment of rest was nearly always impossible for Jesus. But you know what? When he spent time with the Heavenly Father, he always was ready to do ministry following that, because he was recharged, refreshed. And the disciples announced to Jesus, and they basically said, "This is a deserted place like you promised. Now send the people away so we can get a little rest that we can find." Instead, again, Jesus sending the people away, he commanded the disciples to give them something to eat. Verse 37, and this, of course, was not what the disciples had in mind. You ever feel that way? Yeah, I need my rest. But God gives an opportunity to do something different that will refresh us and do ministry. Oftentimes, you know, you go visit people, help people sick and so forth, and you come back refreshed, maybe more than them, because you show compassion at a time of need. So we discover what Jesus had in mind was a miracle right here. For he instructed the disciples to feed about 5,000 men, and plus some women and children and their families, 5 loaves, 2 fishes. The text tells us that they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of fish. 5 loaves, 2 fishes, multiplied overwhelmingly abundance. You know, when I was thinking about this, and I also think about that in John chapter 4, where Jesus supplied and he prayed and the things multiplied. So he can take our limited resources, and when we pray and ask God's blessing, it multiplies. It turns into a miracle. And the 5 loaves and 2 fishes multiplied, and what we see here is a divine miracle. You think about that. They was all full. They was refreshed. Their bellies were filled and spiritually fed as well. Now, I want us to think about this morning. The part that I want us to emphasize is they all ate and were filled. They were filled. Now, Jesus wanted to fill them physically, so he could meet their need spiritually. And that's what attracted people to Jesus. He met every need, and he will meet every need in our lives when it is needed. And that's the part right here in verse 42, that spiritual need Jesus always saw in people's lives. So this statement refers to more than just physical satisfaction. The disciples were exhausted, both physically and spiritually, because they were fatigued, they were tired, they were worn out, they were drained. Now, on the physical side, the food energized them physically. But the biggest benefit I want us to see in this miracle was the spiritual satisfaction and that renewal. We always need that renewal, because Satan uses that against us. He will get it working our mind that, okay, you're tired, you need rest, forget about everything else. But on the spiritual side, Jesus is saying, I can meet your physical need, but the biggest thing for you is that spiritual need. And that's why Jesus said, I didn't come, you know, into the world to just live on bread and water, but every word that proceedeth out of the word of God. So the disciples had said, this is a deserted place, so send the people away so we can get some rest. What they received in that very place was spiritual refreshing. You see, when we see something like that exciting happen, it refreshes us. And I'm sure our ladies this week was refreshed by stepping out and meeting the need of Charlene, because she needed help, and that was compassion. So to their surprise, it was attained by serving others. Now, if indeed you are seeking spiritual renewal, and we always need that spiritual renewal, then keep in mind that it is often found in the least expected place, like serving God and then serving others. That's what we experience, and that's what we see here in this passage of Scripture. Jesus took the opportunity to show compassion, and when we do that, we are spiritually renewed by God. A great lesson for every one of us. A good lesson to practice, to put in practice in our daily life. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you this morning that we have come together to serve, show compassion in the world around us. We need to be reminded by the scriptures that we read this morning, but disciples, they were human. They got tired. Jesus, on his human side, got tired. But on his divine side, he was always ready to listen to you and be obedient, because he was perfect in all ways. On the spiritual side of our lives, Lord, we have that righteousness that you imputed into us when we accepted your Son, Jesus Christ. And we often need renewal because we get tired, fatigued, by working, by doing things, and we need our rest. That's why you give us 24 hours, and part of that is to rest. The rest of that is to serve and do something for your kingdom. And may we manage our time wisely, as Jesus always did, in instructing his disciples, and as reading your word, and as we are instructed, Lord, we can do that ourselves. We can work our time wisely through you. Whatever the decisions are today, Lord, And as we prepare to take communion in a few minutes, prepare our hearts, Lord. Renew our spirits. May we be motivated and excited about serving with compassion. And we pray for all of those opportunities. They are out there. They're right here in front of us. May we never miss an opportunity to serve you. And through serving you, we serve others. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.